to be able to postulate values level 10, I think you'd have to be at values level 11. So in order to know how to structure an organization that was values level 10, you'd have to understand values level 10 from the perspective of one who's gone beyond that values level. It's impossible to describe a logical level from the level you're at. Makes sense, right? So in order to do that, you have to be at values level 11. And if we were running an organization at values level 11, I wonder how many people you'd have to hire. You'd be sifting through a bunch of people. Your employees, possible employees, would be few and far between. So let's look at page 315 and slide number 1. So these are the values transitions. These are, in a nutshell, how do you create transitions from one values level to the next? Values level 1 isn't there. I assume you're not going to see anybody. Values level, by the way, these are especially true of both not only business but also relationships. Interestingly enough, a person can be at a different values level in business and a different values level in relationship. A person can also be at a different values level in family and so forth and so on. So contextually, a person can be at a different values level. Now, values level 2 needs to learn how to let go of being a victim. Values level 2 is victimized. It's clearly a lose-lose level.
In order to move to 3, needs to get understanding.
Values level 3 needs to let go of hurt and rejection.
And needs to get self-acceptance.
In other words, knowing that he has value in and of himself. Values level 4, tremendous amount of guilt and unworthiness at values level 4. The 4 needs to let go of that and needs to get forgiveness to move to values level 5.
Values level 5 needs to let go of unfulfilled expectations.
5s often have unfulfilled expectations.
And has to get that he or she needs to totally go with the flow.
Values level 6 needs to learn how to let go of control. Now, you might think that's weird. Actually, values level 6 is the most controlling of all the values levels. And values level 6 needs to get peace, faith, and trust, which, because of a lack of peace, faith, and trust, 6 is overly controlling.
Values level 7 needs to let go of roles and duties.
7 has some, coming into 7, the 7 has some preconceived notions about roles and duties. In order to begin the transition into 8, they have to let go of that.
And they need to get commitment.
We talked about that, values level 7.
They need to learn the lesson of commitment.
Values level 8 has to let go of societal expectations. That's one of the toughest parts of the transition. And values level 8 needs to get that they can let go and be a leader. Now, values level 9 is a leadership level. Values level 9 is a leadership level. And values level 9 needs to let go of fear of power.
Fear of power. And understand they can be the power.
To get to fully transition to values level 10, they have to get that they can be or are the power. Values level 10 needs to let go of fear of sharing the power.
Now I got it. I am the power. Now I have to understand that I can let go of. I mean, I can share the power.
And values level 10 needs to get that there's nothing outside. There's nothing outside. Values level 11 needs to let go of personal and